Water conservation is one of the most pressing issues farmers in Hawaii have to contend with today. But how can algorithms and spreadsheets help those in Hawaii's agricultural sectors be better stewards of our most precious resource? Well, that's a question that a joint research team from the University of Hawaii at Manoa looks to help answer. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently funded the team with nearly $1 million in grants as they continue to bridge the gap between hard science and soft soil. Jonathan Dienick is with the College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Resources. He spoke with the Conversation's Harrison Patino about where algorithms meet agriculture.
This work started actually in 2013 through a partnership between myself and Dr. Michael Kahn, University of California Cooperative Extension, Monterey County, who over the last eight or nine years has developed a really nifty web-based irrigation scheduling tool. And so I first began interacting with him back in 2013, and we wanted to work with him to adapt that technology for our farms here in Hawaii. And so Dr. Bateni from the College of Engineering Water Resources Research Center is an ecohydrologist, and he approached me, and so we wrote our first NRCS CIG grant funded in 2014. And so those were the three main partners, but we have our collaborators in Guam at the University of Guam and College of American Samoa, and so we have project sites there as well. With the first grant from the CIG program, we were able to calibrate the crop managed software. That's the software that my colleague in California has developed to Hawaii-specific conditions. Our types of crops, our environment, and we've set up a network of automated weather stations. That's the real important facet of this research. And we've begun our validation side-by-side trials to see, are we able to help growers better match water delivery to water needs of their crops?
You're trying to help solve some of the most pressing issues facing farmers today. What are some of those issues?
Globally, about 70% of the water, freshwater resources are used for agriculture. And without irrigation, we'd be in big trouble. For Hawaii, for example, our best farmlands, our most highly productive farmlands are in the dry sides of the islands. That's where the most fertile soils are and the least disease pressure. So without irrigation, they can't grow their crops. But we have a limited water resource. You know, water is valuable, and we need to make sure that farmers are delivering that water efficiently, economically, and, you know, not wasting it. So water is one of our most valuable resources, and helping farmers use it wisely is pretty important.
So for the laymen of water conservation like me, could you break down the connection, or rather bridge the gap between what your work is doing versus the tangibles of how that's helping farmers conserve water?
Farmers are pretty good at delivering water. I mean, they know their farms, they know their environment, but they tend to, like all of us, and for insurance, they may over-apply water. And that's understandable because under-applying will reduce yields, and that's an economic loss to them. Over-application, though, has some critical issues in that, first, you're using a very valuable resource not wisely, and secondly, excess water removes fertilizer from the root zone, and it ends up in our aquifers, which are connected to the ocean. So there's a direct potential for contamination of our coastal lands. Our work already has shown in our preliminary side-by-side trials at 20 to 40% reduction in water use, irrigation, with no effect on yield.
What are some of the implications for Hawaii farmers if issues like this aren't faced?
How much water do we have? You know, that's another question. How much fresh water do we have? I know there's a big effort at the University of Hawaii and the School of Ocean and Earth Science Technology trying to better quantify the amount of water available to us. So, you know, it's a limited resource. And if we don't use it wisely, we'll face the consequences.
The use of water has really become a hot button issue in Hawaii lately. Do you see your work as sort of contributing to the larger consciousness of being stewards of our natural resources?
It's fundamentally that. Good stewards use resources wisely and protect it for future generations. So this work, the fundamental target is to how do we help a farmer grow good crops so that we produce locally available healthy food, but at the same time conserve and protect water resources. And it's a delicate balance.
There's a lot of different hands going into this work. There's your college and there's other colleges that you're working with. How do you think the different members and organizations at play here kind of complement each other and work off of each other?
You know, Dr. Bateni is the principal investigator on the grants, and he's a numerical modeler. well-trained in mathematics and in modeling water systems, especially evapotranspiration. And so he comes from a very theoretical standpoint, and so his role is very critical here, because the better models we can develop to address the complex natural phenomena, the better off we are. Myself, I work a lot with extension agents. We're the interface with the farmer. So we make sure that the trials and the data collection at the field level don't interfere with farmers, and that they can see the value of how we're doing this. This new grant has also brought in people from the University of Nebraska who are also highly skilled, trained numerical modelers, developing these computer-based programs that help to integrate the different facets. And then we have our partners in Guam and Saipan.
What are some of the goals you hope to achieve now that you've got this new slew of funding?
This next phase is really looking at the uncertainty of how we, an important part of irrigation scheduling is to be able to predict evapotranspiration, or how much water the plant will use into the future, and also predict rainfall in the future, because that's how you get the schedule, the recommendation. You look at your current water use up to the point, the stage of growth of the plant, and then what it's going to need into the future. This project now is looking at quite sophisticated mathematical models to better predict future evapotranspiration and future rainfall, which is one of the big missing pieces to get that recommendation to better match what the plant is going to see into the future.
Could you break down that term evapotranspiration? Because I think a lot of people might not understand that.
Okay, so plants are growing in soil and they use water from the soil, okay, and they transpire that water to the atmosphere. There's also water being lost from the soil due to the energy of the sun, just evaporating that from the soil surface. Evapotranspiration combines those two processes, loss of water from the soil directly due to sunlight and energy, and the transmission of water through the plant by the plant. And so it's one of the key critical components in being able to develop an irrigation recommendation, is how much water is that plant going to be using at any given time.
I feel like high mathematical concepts can really scare a lot of people. So taking that, translating it, and turning it into a real-world application, I think, is really important for an issue like this. Long-term, are there any sort of habits you want to encourage in farmers? Is there a long-term goal for what you're trying to get people to see out of water conservation 5-10 years from now?
I see it as a true team. The farmer, the scientist, the extension agent, all working together to, one, grow healthy food for our local people, and at the same time, protect our resources. And so the beauty of this is that it has a very practical part. So we're constantly interacting with farmers. And through that interaction, they're asking questions, we're asking questions. There's a free flow of information. We're both learning things. We adapt our tools so that it doesn't interfere or, you know, have them cause them too much humbug, you know, as a simple term. So I think it's we try to work both ways here. And the ultimate goal is to keep farming profitable and ecological, you know, so that it makes sense and it doesn't harm the natural environment. It enhances it.
A more sustainable model without upending people's livelihoods.
Exactly. We want farmers to be good farmers. And if we're successful here, farmers will continue farming and they'll be better farmers because they'll make more money. They have to pay for this water. So and Michael has shown in California, Dr. Khan has shown 20 to 40% reduction in water use without affecting yield. So that's an increased profit to the farmer. Ultimately, that's where we're going. We're 8 years behind the UC system because they started 10 years or so ago. But the partnership is moving quite nicely.
That was Jonathan Dienick, a professor with the College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Resources. He was talking with the Conversation's Harrison Patino. Dienick is part of a multi-departmental team at UH Manoa that was recently the recipient of a $900,000 grant by the USDA. Their work looks to combine laboratory mathematics and real-world applications to help Hawaii's farmers better conserve the island's scarce clean water resources.